Bobby Emmons. Music and memories. More music.
Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touching my hand, my heart went pop, and ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms, now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Johnny Burnett right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion Party with yours truly, Bobby Emmons. And guys, it's guest time. And we have a very special guest, Keith Thibodeau, better known as Little Ricky on the I Love Lucy series. How's it going, Keith?
It's going great. Glad to be here.
Keith, why don't you tell us how you got involved with the I Love Lucy TV show?
Okay, I played drums at a very early age. When I was about 3 years old, I was a professional drummer doing one-night stands across the nation in Canada, and with a man called Horace Height. And then that show ended in California, and the audition for the Isle of Lucy show came up. And so I went on the set, and they looked at me, and Lucy said that I was very cute, and that she asked my dad, well, what does he do? And he said, well, he plays the drums. So they happened to have a set of drums on the set, and I played the drums, and Desi came over and started jamming with me on the drums, and then he looked up and laughed, and he said, well, I guess we found Little Ricky. So I was signed to the studios for a 7-year contract.
Okay, Keith, like myself, I'm sure many people thought you were really Lucy and Desi's son.
Yeah, people get me and Desi Arnaz Jr. mixed up, and people get him mixed up as being the Little Ricky, of which neither one is right. So I was Little Ricky and he was their real son. But I never got credit on the show, which is sort of an interesting little tidbit. I was always, you know, it was always Lucia Ball, Desi Arnaz, William Frawley, Vivian Vance, and Little Ricky. So I was never really given credit as Keith Thibodeau or Richard Keith, which was my stage name, which Desi gave me because the name, I should say, Thibodeau was hard to pronounce.
All right, Keith, we want to move up a few years. I believe you got in your first rock band, what, in the late 60s or early 70s?
Yeah, I started with a group called David and the Giants in 1969. That group was a regular rock band for almost a decade until 1979, which I played drums for the Christian David and the Giants, which were a pioneering Christian rock group in the late 70s, early 80s.
Keith, you mentioned the Christian band David and the Giants. Can you tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey?
Well, my life really began to kind of go down after my parents divorced. We moved out of California, moved to Louisiana, and got into the rock and roll world, the drug world. And I really kind of went down the path of the child star and the kid star, where I really got clinically depressed and was even suicidal at one point. Until Jesus came into my life in 1974, And that one event changed my life completely and put me on a completely different path than I'd been on. And that just really started my life the way it should have been.
Well, that's fantastic. Keith, we have a song queued up right now called One Less Stone. What can you tell us about that tune by David and the Giants?
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah, that's an oldie, yeah. It's a song that David wrote. We did. It's David and the Giants. And basically it's a song that, you know, hey, if the stones don't praise God, you know, if we don't praise the Lord, I said that wrong. If we don't praise the Lord, he'll raise up stones to praise him in its place. So that's what that song's about.
Well, it's definitely a great little pop tune. Let's give it a listen. David and the Giants, One Less Stone, right here on WIBG. Love that tune, love that group. David and the Giants right here on WIBG, and we've been speaking with Keith Thibodeau, who is better known as Little Ricky to millions and millions of fans. And Keith, we want to thank you for spending a few moments with us here on WIBG.
Hey, I really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Hey, guys, why don't we send Keith out with, of course, the I Love Lucy theme right here on the Wibbage Oldies Reunion Party.
My girl babysits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat and man, it is a shock when he goes. A rockin' type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a hully-gully bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Yeah, man, I like that.
He strolls in the stroller with the radio on. It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh, man.
Buzz Clifford with that babysitting boogie right here on the memory-making station, WIBG, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
We'll be back.